reviewing the screwworm issue and its effects on the U.S. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. Your Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. Buck Warbine is the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, located just outside of Omaha, Nebraska himself. And he was involved in the talks between the Mexican and U.S. officials when it came to the screwworm issue.
The good news on the New World screwworm is we know how to eradicate it. We did it back in the 60s. I remember as a 10-year-old boy hearing my father and grandfather talking about cowboys doctoring cattle for it and one thing or another. And we spent a lot of money and did a lot of work and got rid of it. And we know we can use the sterile fly technique. You irradiate these male flies, they go out and female mates one time, and if she mates with a sterile male, then no baby. And so that's the way you eradicate it. And there's a facility in Panama that can make 100 million of them a week, and we need to put them out down in the lower end of Mexico to stop this thing down there by the Yucatan Peninsula to where it's very narrow and it's easy to cover.
And that's where our issue started with Mexico.
But we've run into problems with the Mexican government on allowing planes to land. Those planes come up from Panama. They land, they restage the flies on different planes and then go scatter them out. And there's been issues with money and with allowing the planes to land. And so we've been working hard and pushing hard. And God bless Secretary Rollins and President Trump. They've helped us and backed us and got behind us. And so they got an agreement Wednesday before they were about to close the border. And we got commitments to allow the planes to land and having one specific person to coordinate among their agencies down there to make sure everybody's talking to one another.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Lundberg.